Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me now with the Johnson County Fair Board, we have Lacey Schiffer and Kristen LaDuc. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time here today. Well, we're going to talk about things coming up with the fair itself, and I know, Lacey, you were saying there's some time changes and some new events as well.
The fair board, you know, we try to keep things kind of changing and a little fresh each year, so we've made a few changes. One of the, not big changes, but a time change that we want everybody to be aware of is the Junior Livestock Sale. That's held Saturday the 4th, kind of the, you know, big event for all those kids that have worked so hard with their livestock all year. We've upped the time to 6 on Saturday night, so we're starting the sale a little earlier, so everybody could hopefully get home a little sooner.
What time did it used to start?
At 7.
Okay, so it's an earlier, an earlier, hour earlier.
Yeah, so, and usually it would be done between 10 and 11, so now we're hopefully to be done between 9 and 10, because that's a long day for people. If you hit the Klondike and the parade and then come out to the rodeo, then go to the sale, so, you know, it's a big day for the county, so we thought our rodeo's been ending a little earlier, so that gives the kids time to get ready and everybody to go out and support them, so.
Certainly. Any other time changes to note?
I think that's really our biggest one. You know, we're talking about moving on Wednesday, the team pinning up maybe an hour to start at 6 also.
Okay.
Trying to get some of these events done a little earlier, so we're not out
till. People out there till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and with fair start, you know, things kick off on Friday, July 27th with, you know, those kit fabric and fashion judging and stuff. So as the week goes on, the later and later nights get hard on everybody because you start out
by
there
the end
all
of the week.
Week
everybody's probably white.
Yep. Yeah, so we thought if we could get people home a little earlier, then they're ready for the next day. So
certainly.
So
with that, what are some of the new events that that people can expect if they wander on out this year?
We're bringing back some old events that we've kind of retired for the past couple years. We think it's kind of good to switch out things and give people time to rest from some of them and then get back involved. So a really fun one we're bringing back is the triathlon, and we're going to hold that on Sunday. And for people that aren't familiar with it, it's a three-person race, and we have it starts with somebody on a horse, and then they pass the baton to a bike. Goes horse, then somebody on a bike. The horse goes about halfway around the track.
And they have to pass a baton from horse to a bike?
Yep, to the bike.
And that's a pedal bike?
A pedal bike.
Okay.
And they have to pedal around the back part of the track. And then they stop down at the, where the racing gates used to be for the track, and hand that off to a runner. And then the runner will come and finish right there in front of the grandstands.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, and it's exciting because you don't have to, you know, you kind of need one person that knows how to ride a horse, and then your bike and runner can
everybody
just be.
Everybody knows how to ride a bike,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's really fun in the track.
Yeah, it would be nice if it rained that day. That
yeah,
would make it very
that would make it, yeah. Yeah, so we are just doing 4 teams for that, so if anybody's interested, they can.
People can still get in on
yep,
that?
Yep, still get in. We're almost, our entry form for the rodeo should be finished up and out on our website in the next couple days, so people can start entering then, and then we're going to close entries on Friday, July 13th.
Okay.
So, and then we also have brought back the, on Sunday, we'll also be doing the Hyde Race. And that's a crowd favorite. It's some on a horse, and then they're tied on to a cowhide, and somebody's laying on the cowhide, being dragged behind the horse, and there's two racers, and they go around a barrel in the arena. So, the fastest
I want to come
tied.
Watch that.
Yeah.
sound pretty fun.
Yeah.
You don't want to participate?
Well, maybe if I don't have to be the guy on the hide. I don't know that I want to be drug around.
Yeah, you definitely want to bring your like ski goggles and helmet if you're the guy
Helmet's
on the hide.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Goggles, yeah, I'd imagine it's a little dusty back there.
Yeah.
Or muddy.
Yeah, could be muddy
or
as well.
Yeah. So those are two of our fun races that we're bringing back.
That is fun. And it's some of the reasons that, you know, like you say, you just retire them for a few years so people don't get sick of them. And then you bring them back because people love them.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be exciting. And then we've added a couple events. We've added a senior team roping. So both partners have to be over 60. So, you know, we have a lot of people in Johnson County that have been roping for a long time. So we thought we'd kind of give them an opportunity to compete with people, not necessarily just all like some of our college rodeo athletes and stuff like that. So
25-year-old going against a 65-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. So that should be fun.
And then the ladies calf roping as well. We've added.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are these any things that you brought back, or is these brand new?
Those
just trying them out.
Brand new. The ladies calf roping and the senior team roping are new. The ladies have been able to just enter our regular calf roping, but we had some interest from our work session that we have in January of ladies just wanting to compete just against the ladies. So
since you found that you have enough interest and there's going to be enough ladies getting in it, that you can do that.
Yeah, hopefully they come and enter, because we have to have at least 8 ladies to
it's
do
one
that.
One thing to talk about, it's another to actually sign up, right?
Yep. So
amen.
Like,
amen. That is 110% the truth.
So we talked about some of the new events, some time changes, some events you're bringing back. What else can people expect from the fair this year?
One of the exciting things, we're having Whistlenut and Oli back. They were at the rodeo 2 years ago. He's a rodeo clown, and he has his kind of pet bull that people can ride on and stuff, and he is just a great entertainer. Really funny, all around the arena, really involved with the crowd. And then he also has some wild, more crazy bulls that he does a teeter-totter with. That him, and then we try to find somebody to teeter-totter, and then his...
A bull is on the teeter-totter?
Well, no.
Okay,
yeah.
I've seen that now that you said that.
And then he
picturing a bull on the teeter-totter. That's a pretty neat trick.
No. And then he also has a chariot that he attaches one of his fighting bulls to. And that's pretty entertaining. And he was supposed to come back last year to our county fair, but he was selected to be on Big Brother. It's a reality TV show on, I think, CBS. So, and he did fairly well in that, but he had to cancel on us last year, but promised that he would be back. So
he's a reality TV star.
Yes,
now.
So now he's a reality TV star and is a great entertainer. So he'll hopefully be starting the Klondike Rush and then be in the parade also, and then out in front of the fairgrounds before the rodeo and after the rodeo, where people can ride his bull and take pictures with him. So
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, he is really fun.
And how did you get hooked up with this guy?
I found him on Facebook, and you know, we were able to work into his schedule, and everybody just loved him. And that was our biggest question that year after the fair: is Whistlenut coming back?
Whistlenut is his name?
Yeah, his name is Whistlenut. Okay. So you can Google him or look for him on YouTube. He has lots of videos out there.
What's the name of his pet bull?
Oli.
Oli?
Yeah.
Whistlenut and Oli.
Yeah, and Oli's an old bucking bull that didn't make the cut, or, you know, he wasn't fierce enough, so he's just...
So now he's just this friendly pet that kids can ride.
Yep, kids can ride. They put a saddle on him, and he rode him in the parade 2 years ago. And
crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. And so when is he going to be performing?
He'll be at our performances Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
The rodeo starts at
12:30
each day. Okay. So he'll be at both of those performances. So
sounds like action-packed fair this year.
Yep. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep. We try to make sure we have lots going on. There'll be great vendors all week out there. There's Tuesday night is the lamb feed that Peter John Camino and the wool growers do, that get a lot of people out before the sheep lead and the sheepdog trials. You know, is always a big, brings a big crowd out to the fairgrounds. So
now, are there things people need to get tickets for ahead of time?
Nope. It's just show up. Everything is open to the public. The rodeo tickets to go to the rodeo, we just sell them at the gate, and they are $5 for adults. Okay. So
that's not going to break the bank.
No. And it's a great, great way to spend an afternoon, because there's, you know, we have generations of families that participate in the fair and rodeo. So it brings a lot of people from the county together.
Absolutely. Is there anything else on the fair you guys want to touch on this morning before we move on to some other events?
I would say Friday morning is the youth rodeo as well. Just come out and,
support
obviously,
the kids.
Yeah. So Friday's youth, and then Saturday, Sunday is more adults and older, but obviously lots going on, so come out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
One other thing, we always want people to enter items in the open class to get our exhibit hall as full as we can. So any talent that you have, sewing, crocheting, quilt making, cooking, art, if you've gone to the SIP and art classes, you could enter those paintings you do then. You go out to our website and do the entry form and drop it by the extension office or the fair office. And then we take those entries on the July
20th.
Those entries have to be on the 20th. And then you drop your stuff off at the fairgrounds on Sunday the 29th. But The more local talent we can showcase in the exhibit hall just makes it.
Are you guys in the
great
talent show?
No talent show. It's just our exhibit. I do enter stuff in the open class. My boys and I do cookies, because you can enter your baked goods, photography. We always have a great
salsa contest.
Okay.
Pie contest.
Pie on Friday. During the youth rodeo, we have a pie contest. So, and then they give out sample or, you know, the pies that people have entered. Then they, after the judging's done, then they
Get to dig in.
Yeah, people get to dig in. So just the more people in the county that want to participate in the fair, I think just makes it bigger and better and more things for people to look at when you're walking through the exhibit halls. And
absolutely.
So,
if anybody wants to be a vendor too, like if they have anything they want to, don't hesitate to contact me at the fair office and I can help with that. So.
Yeah, and you can check out our web page or our Facebook page for more information on how to enter or what the events are going on too. So
excellent. And the fairgrounds hosts many, many things. What are some of the other things being hosted out at the fairgrounds coming up?
Tonight starts the Johnson County Cowgirls. So every Tuesday until right before, actually they have, I think, a couple in August. So every Tuesday, and then Wednesday nights is the Buffalo Night Rodeo. So every Wednesday, besides the 4th of July until August as well. And then after Longmire Days, they're doing a Longmire Rodeo as well. So on Saturday. So, and then every other Friday, Kinghorn Productions is doing team roping. So I say every other Friday, and it is not necessarily every other Friday, but most every other Friday. So don't go to our website and definitely get a schedule out there, and it's up to date. So
And the Bighorn Mountain Music Festival will be out there. They've changed their dates, so it's a week later in July. So that'll be out there as one of our
major events.
That
they got pig wrestling coming up out there.
Pig wrestling is coming
up
one night.
Fun to watch.
And then
it's coming up soon too. A couple weeks on a Saturday.
Yeah, so pretty much every weekend there's something going on out there, if it's not an auction or some
kind
of team roping.
It's a nice big spot to use for whatever it is people have going on.
Yeah.
It's nice to have out there.
Oh, another neat event that's coming out during Living History Days, which I think is the Sunday, the 24th of June. The museum is bringing a kind of reenactment of the Buffalo Soldiers to the fairgrounds. And I think it's going to be a free performance. It's about an hour long, and they'll have be doing some shooting drills and all off horses.
Just a complete reenactment.
Yeah.
So
that they're bringing in, which I think these reenactors are out of Colorado, so it should be a really good show.
Okay.
And cool. The museum's doing it with Living History Days, and I believe they're not going to charge anything for the event, so it would, people should come out and watch that, and I think it'll be really interesting.
Cool. All right, talking with Lacey Schiffer and Kristen LeDuc here with the Johnson County Fair Board. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yep, thanks for having us.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop out to the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.